The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We were scheduled to be all four of us back for the first time for an unhinged in, I don't know, 3 weeks?
Somebody fucked up.
Explain.
All I know is that a podcast that was taped has evaporated into the ether. So Carmen's not with us. He's got to reproduce
the one he's already done.
Yeah, he's got to re-engage.
So yeah, we got here on Friday at about 11:15. We're all in the studio. Carmen's hanging his head, and he goes, "Fuck."
He really did look like a beaten dog.
Yeah, beaten dog. And he said the Odds Couple podcast just. Got deleted in the system.
Oh, boy.
This never happens. And I don't know what we're going to do. North is going to lose his shit. And
I think he chose, you know what? I think Carm, and it's totally fine, chose Mike North over the three of us.
Well, I think that's, and I think that's the wise choice. I said to him, I go, call him and do it again, and we'll go in the other studio and we'll do Unhinged. That's the wise choice,
listen,
right?
Listen, I think it's a win either way for him because he either gets to talk gambling or say dirty words. So, like, I think both are a W for Carm.
Can they swear on that?
I don't have any fucking idea.
They could bleep it out.
I don't. Well, I mean, listen, it's a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Or do they play it on the air?
They play it on the air, but they could beep it out.
Yeah, they could.
They could edit it.
They could. Johnny, how you doing over there? I can't see your face.
I'm doing great.
You're hiding behind a couple of monitors.
I'm not hiding behind anything.
Well, I mean, that's just...
The monitors happen to be here, and it's just where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I love this.
Is everyone pissy today?
This is great.
He's always pissy. What have you been calling him? Johnny Massingale?
Johnny Massingale.
Yeah. Lemon-scented. But you told me I was hiding. I'm not hiding. I'm just here.
Is it Massingale or Massingale?
Massingale.
I don't know.
The douche? I don't know.
Who's the douche?
I've never purchased Massingale? Douche in my life, so
Massingale?
I don't know anything about douche.
Massingale.
Is that the proper way to call it? Is that the technical term? Is it douche?
Douche-a-loop.
No, you're right. It's Massingale. Look at that.
That's
well
what
done.
I always thought. I always thought it was John Massingale.
You know, it takes a douche to know how to spell a douche.
Congratulations, guys.
Only $10.
Leave it to the douche to know
That's
a douche.
That's what I said. It takes a douche to know how to spell a douche.
You are a douche, sir.
You are a douche.
Johnny's over there making horse racing plays.
Are you?
I am not. I'd be on the phone if I was doing that.
What are you looking up at the computer? He's got his computer. He's got his laptop. What, he got the laptop on?
This is what I do.
What would you like to talk about today?
What the fuck is up? We're missing two people on Crosstalk Unhinged today.
I'm waiting for you guys to say something interesting. Losing a podcast doesn't fucking interest me. Well, I don't give a rat's ass.
Sometimes you have to be the initiator of whatever is interesting.
I feel sorry for Carmen. Eric didn't do it intentionally. Now Carmen's got to do something he doesn't get paid for over again.
Yurko,
so there you go. That's what I think.
Is our union steward over there.
Yeah, well,
Yurko told us.
Unfortunately for us, these podcasts are part of an internet side letter that some fucking idiots have signed in the past before I ever got here.
I just stamped everything with a big axe
for the fucking into perpetuity.
All right, it sounds like you're gonna have a great you got a great That's weekend scheduled, don't you, Johnny?
He just told us that he had his back shaved this morning.
I did not have my back shaved again.
What is the difference?
It's called clipped.
Okay, what's the difference?
Shave is with a razor, being clipped is with clippers. What's the difference? You tell me.
Well, is there a guard on the Clippers?
Is there a difference between a razor that has a blade and a clipper that has a clipper on it?
Yes, no question. There is.
I'm trying to digest this.
Well, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, no.
What's the problem?
So a clipper
when you see
is,
a razor and you shave your face, it takes all the hair off and it's down to the skin.
Even when you have your manscaper, I wouldn't call that a shaving device.
Right, you're not shaving.
I would say it'd be
back.
A clipper.
When you have a clipper.
Okay,
well,
that's a clipper. Like I still consider that shaving.
You're wrong. You're 100% wrong.
You clipped your balls.
I say I shave my balls.
Wrong.
I don't say I clip my balls. I say I shave my balls.
Johnny would say, if you put shaving
this is the type of argument
there,
I was looking forward to.
And you've got
a
fucking razor and you're fucking shaving your balls. That's got to happen with a razor.
Boy, that sounds like
shaving
it really hurts.
Does not fucking happen with a clipper.
Now, does it need a guard to be a clipper?
No.
Because I take the guard off when I shave my balls.
Look at you.
I go. Every now and then I will nip my balls.
Wow.
You know, a little something for her. You might want to put some shaving cream down on there and take that thing and make it silky smooth.
How about this?
It's pretty smooth.
Yeah, pretty smooth is not silky smooth. Again, words have fucking meaning. You're not listening to me.
Look at
it's pretty fucking smooth. Did I say pretty smooth or did I say fucking silky smooth?
It is not silky smooth.
I said silky
fucking
smooth.
They've got ball lotion, too,
I said, do her a favor. Put some lotion on there. Get the razor on and make it silky smooth.
Can your man
stack? Well, it's pretty smooth.
Can your man stack?
Did I say pretty fucking smooth?
Listen to me, fuckface. Can your man sack be silky smooth?
Yeah.
It can.
Oh, at the advanced old age of 50 plus.
Really? It's a leathery man sack for a reason.
Yes, but if you you use the ball lotion, I'm sure that you could soften that up. It's like your catcher's mitt. I bet if you went home today and you saw one of the kids' gloves.
I have a catcher's mitt still.
Okay.
From the
80s. I bet that thing is a wreck. But if you took some lotion or some oil to it,
it would be velvety.
Give it a day. I bet you it'd be velvety soft.
Do you think the oil that we used to use for a mitt was totally toxic?
No question. Yeah.
You remember the
brushing our teeth with toxic toothpaste.
Was it mink oil? Well, I mean, toothpaste is probably the worst thing you can ever have.
Probably.
Is it really?
It's terrible.
I can't imagine anything that we're using is actually good for you.
Really? It's all bad for us?
I think so. Yeah. That's why I drink. Because I know that, none of it's good for us.
Your coach just made the pronounce
toothpaste is bad.
That toothpaste is bad.
It's terrible.
Maybe that explains a few things.
He's in a fucking mode.
Your breath smells
with me, Mr. Fucking Silky Smooth and Pretty Smooth.
Clippers
there's a difference.
And
there's
shaver.
A difference. There's a difference. That's like, is the knife sharp or is the knife sharp? You know what I'm saying?
I still think.
What I'm saying?
I still.
Is it
I
sharp
still,
or is it sharp?
I still say
there's
I shave my balls. That
there's
clip
degrees.
My balls.
Well,
so
you can say it all you want.
You clipped
you're
your
wrong.
Back hair. So.
If you tell your wife that you fucking shaved your balls and she goes down there and feels just a hint of stubble, she knows that you lied to her. You lied to her. She's down there expecting the smooth, velvety feel. Okay? She's not going to get it.
I would think if you used your razor on it, you would. If you're straight razor, you'd get all stubbly. It'd be like resting on your chin.
Not the first day.
See your back. How close? Let's see your back. Show us your back. We showed you our ass last week.
Listen, I'm not a clown bag here for you, kid. hey, drop and give me 20. No, you drop and give me 20. Okay, that's not what we're doing.
Johnny's not a carnival ride.
You
don't
ride this guy.
You don't give him two tickets and then he does whatever you ask him to do.
The boobies ain't popping out of my shirt, baby.
That's not a ride I want to.
Johnny's not just
the back. I just raised the back.
No.
By the way, I think the Zipper's in town up there in the northern suburbs.
Oh, I'm not carnival?
Carnival days. Oh, yeah.
Carnies, man. They ain't been doing a good job putting them things together.
No,
man.
Those things rock.
Stories all over the country about guys falling out.
Yeah, look, there was
the
a time when I'd get in there with one of my kids, probably an infant. These days?
No. Did you hear in Wisconsin, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was the upside down, the upside down roller coaster. They were stuck in there for 3 hours.
You'd
love it.
The fire truck had to come, and by the time they got the last person out,
it was 3 hours.
It was 3 hours upside down. I'm not doing, like, my kids will not be allowed on that.
I'd shit my pants and have a heart attack.
That's no fun.
And then did you hear the other one? The spinning ride. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
The scrambler.
The rotor.
The scrambler. Yeah,
it's like a roller coaster, except it just goes around in circles and it.
Got the little, like the little Mighty Mouse. What's the old one they used to have at, like, oh, hell. It's named after a mouse. Mighty Mouse, something like that. It was one of those. Little one. It's not big.
But it goes fast. It would not stop spinning.
Oh, God.
And it went for 10 minutes. The ride wouldn't stop. They couldn't
was
get it.
Was anyone puking?
I think this was last week.
In Wisconsin?
I don't know where this was. I saw this on Instagram, too.
I hope they have those rides.
The carnies usually making their ways north at this point of the year, right?
Yeah, they
get up
north
to, like, Minnesota and everything. Then when it starts to cool down, they make their way down for the autumn festivals. Oktoberfest and such.
My parents used to argue with me, you can't go on those rides. They're not safe. I used to say, we're going on the rides.
Fuck you, Mom. I'm going on the ride.
We're going on the rides.
I used to yell at your mom all
the time. They're fine.
Listen,
now
I felt the same way.
They're not fine.
No, I wouldn't get on those. I would not advise my... I think my 25-year-old was up there the other night. She's a dope with that stuff, so she probably was on every ride.
Like, go to Great America. Like, if you want to go on a ride, go to Great America.
Not the American Eagle.
Not when you're putting a ride together.
No.
Taking it apart, putting it in a truck.
Driving it to Kenosha.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have it ready in an hour and a half.
And then you're looking at who's putting them things together. It's like he's like 4 months removed out of prison, you know? And all he's looking to do is finish his next 12-pack in the correctional system
for putting together carnival rides. Maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of
Joe Dirt, right?
Yeah.
Joe Dirt used to work at carnival rides.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
I had Joe Dirt's haircut before Joe Dirt had Joe Dirt's haircut.
You didn't have a Joe Dirt haircut. You had a good mullet.
It was close.
You had the good mullet.
It was close.
The carnival. Well, you're causing some sort of way today.
Were you out late last night? I wasn't.
I'm vacationing. The minute 2:30 hits, I'm in vacation mode.
Well, it's not 2:30
yet. I'm on the tollway.
It's 11:30.
Tollway heading to 94, boys. I am out. I haven't eaten yet today.
Oh, well, maybe that's why.
I've done some intermittent fasting this morning.
Unintentionally.
Since midnight last night.
Would you like a sandwich?
How about a Bloody Mary, a steak sandwich, and a Bloody Mary?
No, I can't get you the Bloody Mary.
I love the Bloody Mary.
Okay. No steak sandwich.
Plus you're driving, so you're not going to be
A burger.
You want a burger?
Burger.
I got lunch today, so I'll put you in the order.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
Burger.
It's up to Sylvie.
Depends where you guys are going.
Are we paying the lunch bet today without Tyler here? Tyler's on vacation.
I'll pay for his lunch when he comes back.
Okay, good.
Tommy, you think that's the first lunch Tommy's ever picked up?
Yeah. No, he's
this
Mr. Generous.
That card is flying at all times.
Waddle is a many things.
You should try this every once in a while, you.
He is generous.
You.
So I'm buying you a burger today.
It's like Coach Hallis over here.
I'm buying a flying. So we got to send
our nickels like their manhole covers.
You get a sandwich out of this guy, man. It's like seeing the Virgin Mary at Fatima.
You're going to Potbelly's for a small one?
It's like seeing the Virgin Mary at Fatima. Miracle. It's a miracle.
After baseball last night, my wife said, we're going to go pick up Chipotle for the kids. Do you want anything? Or I got some leftovers. I said, what do you got? She said, we have a little leftover shrimp. We have a little leftover salmon. And I had made some eggs. And I'm like, fuck, don't spend any money on me at Chipotle. I will put all that together into one meal.
There you go.
And that's what I did. Yeah. I saved myself 12 bucks with
eating. When you're making food at home and you got leftovers, there's nothing wrong with finishing your leftovers.
Don't waste it. I felt like shrimp, salmon, and a few eggs. I opened up a bottle of wine, and I was good. And then the Cubs kicked the Reds' ass.
5-3.
So that's a big night.
And then, I see people that their kids won't eat leftovers. Well, guess what, kids? You don't fucking eat. Sit the fuck over there and get some saltine crackers.
We never really had leftovers. Leftovers means that there was a large portion made.
Yeah, there's too much made. Yeah. But when my mom makes certain dishes, she used to have to cook for like...
My mom didn't
cook.
She cooked
for eight. My mom did cook.
My mom didn't cook anything.
Yeah, because my uncles would always stop by. Her brother Mate would, and then Ito and Donna would come over to the house. And so when me and my brother were growing up, we always had male role models. My dad was there, three or four uncles, and they'd sit and they'd argue to 3-4 in the morning getting drunk on rakia.
That's
awesome. Whiskey. That's, yeah. Listen, then we'd go down at some point.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree.
They'd be arguing over shavers and clippers.
Yeah. Ito and Donna did not give a shit about beating up on two little kids. There was no mercy.
Yeah.
No mercy. If you didn't want to get beat and you wanted to play, get better. That was the answer. There was no, we're going to take it easy on you. There's no, oh, soft shots. None of that.
I love it.
More than one ping pong paddle has been fired across the fucking thing at our uncle's. And my dad would say, what are you doing? Get upstairs. He goes, shame on you. And then he'd come up and talk to us. Yeah, to me and my brother. He goes, you guys have to get better.
At ping pong?
Yeah. He goes, what do you guys do all day? Nothing. He goes, go downstairs and play ping pong.
Time out. Your dad was like the Marv Marinovich of ping pong?
No, he just told us to get better.
That's my point.
Quit our whining. You can't be a poor sport. Wow.
See that in like different sports.
He'd
but
straighten
dad,
us out. Then he'd say, you got to go apologize to your uncles too. And then we'd have to say we're sorry to them.
For being shitty at ping pong?
But when we started beating them, and on the basketball court too.
Yeah.
When we started beating them, it was unmerciful. But they didn't care because they're getting older.
But Waddle,
and they're happy to see us get better.
There's a difference between Marv Marinovich and a dad saying, just get better if you want to beat him and don't bitch about it. Right. He wasn't putting him through ping pong drills.
Right.
He was just saying, if you don't bitch, if you want to get better, go practice. Yeah. That's all he was saying.
Now go up to your room.
Yeah.
Don't bitch. Me and my brother used to go lift, too. Like, when we got a little bit older, we'd go every morning. We'd be in the quads gym, 7 a.m. We'd be getting our shit done.
Yeah.
Like to work out in the morning. That way we could fuck around and frolic the rest of the fucking day. What I mean by that is my dad used to have an inflatable boat that he'd take the powder horn and he'd fish in. And me and my brother turned that into our pool in the backyard.
Oh, that's good.
So when my dad went fishing, he was working, we'd fill that motherfucker up with cold water.
Was there any concern
on a hot day? In the middle, like one of them 90-degree days. And me and him, we were like at the fucking Taj Mahal, man. Fucking got beers in our hands.
What time out?
On the grass.
How old were you?
Me and Merkel be out there fucking chilling. I was probably 19. Merkel was 16.
Wait a second. If it's an inflatable boat, your dad's fishing, was there any concern at all that a hook may go astray?
For my dad, it was when he was out there.
And pop the boat.
But this was a hardy. This wasn't a flimsy plastic. This was one that had like four different compartments of air.
How did you?
So even if one air thing was compromised,
you and your brother were blowing it up. Like you and your brother were blowing it up. Like
it'd be blown up because my dad would just. I mean, literally, we tied it down to the roof. I mean, we're the idiotic immigrant family
on the car
taking it into Chicago because we go to Powderhorn.
Oh, on the roof of the car.
It was in Hegwisch. Yeah. Powderhorn was in Hegwisch on the Illinois-Indiana border. So we got on the roof of the car. We'd unload it for my dad, cooler, 24, 30 old styles. And he'd sit out there. He'd fish all day. We'd go golfing at Burnham Woods. And then after we're done golfing, we go pick him up. He's sleeping in that mud. He's out cold, screaming across the lake, Dad! He's got an anchor.
He'd be on the lake asleep?
He'd be sleeping in the lake. He's
in the inflatable boat. Had he caught any fish?
Yeah, 12. He'd catch every once in a while. Not enough, really, to feed
the
family.
He just wanted to get away from all of you.
He'd get the hell away from everybody and drink his beer and be a happy camper. But that's besides the point. When we were swimming in our pool, I mean, literally, our buddies be walking over. We're over there. Grab a beer. Me and my brother.
It's a fucking boat.
We drank.
That you could swim in the boat.
When I was 18, the first time I had a drink. When my brother was 15, he was fucking boozing.
So was
Merkel it. Loved his fucking Miller Lite.
Wow.
Well, when my brother played his senior year, 1988, they went to, what is it over here, in Lyle, IBC, Illinois Bennett, no, North Central College is where they played the All-Star game. Saw the parents, kids get done. Jeff Lejnowitz from Homewood Flossmore was a quarterback.
Yes.
I think played at the Fighting Illini.
And he was buddies with Merk. That was like one of Merkin's best friends.
Yeah, there you go. So Lejnowitz was a quarterback there. He goes, and he caught me here a couple, 4 or 5 years ago. He goes, I got to tell you a story. He goes, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me and my parents. We still laugh about it today. And I said, sure. I go, tell me. He goes, we played the All-Star game. We won the All-Star game. We come out. Your brother's out of the locker room. Me and my parents are out of the locker room. We come up upon Merck's car. Merck sees me, calls me over, calls the family over, opens the cooler and starts handing beers out to the family. He goes, my mom and dad weren't big beer drinkers. They were more like wine drinkers or spirit drinkers. And he gave one to Jeff. And there was Merkel and all his buddies. He played high school ball with. My parents sitting there, maybe my uncles are sitting there. They're all drinking, all having a good time. My mom didn't drink, but all having a good time. And Jeff goes, well, I don't really drink beer. He goes, I have one. Who cares? And the mom and dad politely turned him down. He goes, Yerk? He goes, I never drink beer. He goes, my parents don't drink beer. He goes, we were stunned to see that a set of parents would be there with a bunch of high school kids not giving a shit that they
were and just have it there.
I said, welcome to Calumet City.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's the way we do it.
Listen, I was 2.5 years younger than my brother. So, like, whatever my brother was doing, I was doing.
Yeah, you were
trained. So when he was 17, I was, 15.
Yeah.
I was drinking beer.
You were following along in the pack.
Yeah.
But Lesherwood still said he cracked up. He's, I'd never seen it. He goes, because, Homewood, they were kind of a little more conserved over there. A little conservative. Not
Does
us.
Does he like to
not
drink you beer guys.
Now? Not us. We didn't care.
I'm sure.
I would assume he's had one or two.
When did you, though, Waddle, truly like the taste of beer? Did you like the taste
not
of
right
beer
away.
At 15?
No.
Like, it's an acquired taste.
Listen, I didn't even like the taste of red wine or scotch until about 15 years ago.
I think all liquor, the beer was the least of them, but I think all liquor tasted like crap. They just drink Hennessy by me. Cognac. They drank Hennessy.
I didn't drink any hard liquor.
I'd go
when
over
I was young.
The next
the
morning.
Shots were terrible.
Yes, next
and
morning,
it was bad liquor that we were doing shots of. And I'm
bottle.
Like, this is supposed to be fun. I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to do this.
$5 bottle, a gallon of gin. No, thank you. That's a devil's poison.
So I remember we would do, like, in high school, there would be parties. We were probably, like, the first one was probably 15. We were 15 or 16, something like that. And it was a keg, but it was probably really cheap beer. I don't even know. And it tasted skunky beer.
So that set you off.
So, like I'm like, this is terrible.
I can recall liking the taste of beer at a pretty young age.
See, my first, and this goes to the Cubs stuff, the first time I ever enjoyed, like truly enjoyed a beer was like a warm day when I was underage at a Cubs game. When someone bought me, I think someone next to us when we were young, 17 maybe, and we were at a Cubs game, and the older people next to us bought us a beer, and it was warm, and it just went with.
What was the drinking age? Was it always 21?
21 here.
See, it was 19.
In Ohio? Yeah, that's cool.
Wisconsin was 19.
Was it?
But at Southern, when we went to Southern, bar age was 18.
Right.
So you could get into and you would get a stamp under.
That said that you couldn't drink.
But obviously the economy said we want you to drink.
Yeah.
So when you would go to the bars and basically the lights would go on when the cops would come and do a scan and everyone would put their beer on the table then. So
you couldn't
tell. Wanted everybody drink. They would never look at your hand, they would never card you. At 18 at Carbondale, once you were in, they allowed everybody to drink. So in essence, drinking age in Carbondale was 18.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, it's a quality business decision by the establishment.
That's how we had it, too.
Yeah.
If you had an EIUID, you got in.
Yeah.
You couldn't be 18 and be a townie and get in, though.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't work. You had to have an ID.
Oh, really?
Student ID to get into the campus bars, yeah.
How many kids were at school? How many?
10,000 back in the day. I think it's 7,500 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good size.
10,000 is perfect.
Yeah.
So we're school teachers down there. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're known for.
A lot of women were there back in the day.
Couldn't get into Northern, right? You couldn't get into University of Illinois. You had to settle on Eastern. Welcome.
Were you part of the welcoming party?
We'll take you. I tried to be.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Hi, welcome to campus. Hello,
Hi,
ladies.
How are you?
I'm John.
It's great to meet you. Rush
he was shy. That was always his
issue.
Get
the fuck out of here.
No, he knows it.
You were shy.
That's his problem. With the women, at least.
Yeah.
He was not
with
shy.
With the ladies.
Yeah.
I could see you being the life of the fucking party.
Cliff Clavin. I was a little Cliff Clavin-esque.
Really?
Yeah. When that didn't come out right. That didn't come
out
right.
When did the art of...
After I graduated, I became a little more smoother.
Yeah. Well, because you had NFL money.
I had no choice. Yeah.
You had NFL money.
I brought a little confidence to the team.
Hi, I'm John. I'm rich. Would you like to go out for a date?
I wasn't even rich back then.
Oh, shit. Bullshit. Well, even as a
there
rookie.
There was a purpose. 60 grand was not rich.
For us, it was.
60 grand was not rich.
Oh, come on. You're 23 years old. And you got 60
from
grand.
From Cal City.
Yeah, come on.
From Sharonville,
you
Ohio.
Had to feel. When I got that check for $4,000 as a signing bonus and it came back like $2,300, my wife and I thought we were fucking, we'd hit the lottery.
What are we going to do? Let's go get some lobster.
Yeah, right. At Red Lobster.
$19.99, still lobster. All you can eat.
Still lobster.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Mine was $6,000.
Wow, comparing signing bonuses.
Well, you were probably a more desirable free agent signing.
I had three, Kansas City, Detroit, and Miami.
I had one.
Yeah.
And the only reason they signed me was because they were interested in another receiver.
Yeah. Kind of like how the Bears picked up Yannick Ngakoue and signed, who's the tight end?
Mercedes Lewis. Yeah.
Jack Haley. They signed Jake Haley.
That's right, with Rodman.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any connection between those two. But.
I mean, what do you need? Well, I mean, they did spend some time together.
Did they?
Yeah. So, to me, what do you need a third tight end for? What's that for?
Blocker. He's a run blocker.
I think, you know, I'm sure there's a comfort level with Getsy because he was up in Green Bay with him.
Yeah.
And he grades out, even at 37 years old, as one of the top five blocking tight ends in football.
Didn't Rodgers love him, too?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think he's supposed to be really good in the locker room and, you know, serves a purpose. He's your third tight end.
I'm good in the locker room. You guys want to pay me $2 million?
No shit. I'd be in there as well.
I'd love to be in there.
All right. What are you guys hard for?
Am I hard for? Fuck.
Women's World Cup.
Not your Reds.
I don't like the... I like it
because they don't have a dominant team.
They don't.
They got a team that plays some tight defense, and they haven't quite been clinical. In the final third, they haven't been clinical.
Yes.
They've had shots.
Yeah.
They've had chances. They just haven't had enough class to kind of get it done.
I think from what I've seen, they've been more bad than good. They have had spectacular moments. Like the second half against the Netherlands, I thought they were dominant, but...
Like I said, not clinical.
No. Is there any football this weekend?
We just had a game yesterday.
I know that, dumbass. I'm saying this weekend.
Oh, you know what, Tommy? You should be nicer.
I had it on in the corner, but I had no desire to watch.
No.
Once it was on, it was like,
yeah.
I'm hard for Cubs Braves. I mean, like, how could you not be hard?
Is it Freed that pitches for the Braves?
Yes.
He's been out all year, right? Is this his first start back?
I am not focused on the Braves this year. Like, I've always said this. Baseball, you don't focus. Well, I mean, unless you're a total baseball
nerd.
It's
a provincial sport.
You focus on your team. Yeah. And really, that's it.
They were teammates in 2016 and 17 together in Jacksonville. Just so
you're talking about Mercedes Lewis and Ngakoue.
Yeah. But I'm hard for the Women's World Cup.
Women's World Cup.
What are you hard for?
I told you, Cubs Braves. Any Cubs right now, it's going good.
I'm hard for staying in the suburbs and not being in the city because it's Lollapalooza. Yeah.
Why don't you go? You should do.
Follow yourself.
The old man through Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
That would be a good series. Yeah. We'll take a camera. We'll follow Waddle.
There he goes again. He wants one of us to be his fucking radio champ.
It's good for the show.
Yeah,
it's good for the show.
For the show.
Why don't you go on vacation for a while? That'd be good for the
show. He said that yesterday. I'm fine with going on more vacation if you really want me to.
I spent a couple years in Antarctica.
Why don't?
It's not vacation.
Would you go if you had a guide?
For what?
Antarctica.
I would not.
At this point in my life, no. If I was 28, 30, something like that. And I'd be more up and more fit to it, but I wouldn't do that. No.
Alaska?
An Alaskan cruise? No, I'd like to go hunting for gold in Alaska.
You and Parker Schnobbly?
Me and Parker Schnobbly, my guy. Me and Tony Beats.
Tony Beats?
Yeah.
You could be part of the Beats crew. There's no question.
I think I could. Yeah. You never seen that gold rush?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you need to watch a little bit of it. Boy, that guy's 7,000 ounces of gold.
He's become a rich man.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah, I don't have anything. I have nothing to do.
You're hard for nothing.
Just staying up north and not getting into the traffic.
You could wear Waddle jersey, walk around Lollapalooza.
I'm thinking about staying up north next week because we've got 2 days there, the 9th and the 10th.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about staying over up there, so I ain't got to.
You want to stay in my house?
Yeah.
You can stay at my
house.
That would be
fun.
I got my guy, Sweet Baby Ray. Ray's up there, too, the guy I went to high school with.
Okay. Well, you could stay at
Ray
my
lives
house.
Up there. New
Is
Scott
he the
Sanderson.
Ribs guy?
No.
The barbecue sauce guy?
No. Ray
Sweet Baby Ray?
My buddy's a partner at KPMG.
There's plenty
He's
of
the one
hotels
that,
there, too.
Took care of us. We went to a destination wedding, and he put it on the arm.
Wow.
For the whole crew.
Rich man.
Ozzy was there, too. Ozzy and the whole family.
Yeah.
Ozzy, Oni, Lil Ozzy, Olio. I mean, who's the other one? I forget who the other one is.
Olio. There's no. There's not an Olio.
Olio is butter in it. Isn't that the word for butter in Italian?
All the wives.
Do you see they're playing games now in the Sox postgame show? Did you see that yesterday?
What did they steal from Blake and Abdallah?
It was like a game week.
Greatest form of imitations. What is it? Greatest form of flattery is imitation.
They were doing like a Lollapalooza band or like Sox prospect or something like that.
The originators of that,
are?
Well, I mean, we probably stole it from who?
We did it all the time.
Yeah, we stole it from somebody.
Sad. Well, you guys were saving the music on Saturday with that crap.
No, Carmen and I used to do that stuff.
These guys used to save the music on Saturdays.
We're like,
they had the plain white tees in one time. But
they're done talking about bad Sox losses. They're like, let's just play a game. I don't blame them.
No question. Like, it's
they don't
it's
deserve
impossible
to be talked
to
about.
Yeah. All right, guys. There you go. Who's gonna do the Carmen part?
Go fuck yourself, Tommy.
Thanks, buddy.